When Amy Schneider was in eighth grade, her class voted her most likely to compete on Jeopardy. That prediction became a reality last November. That night in Final Jeopardy, Schneider came back from second place and won, besting then five-day champion Andrew Heath.
Amy Schneider, with $31,600, you are our new Jeopardy champion.
It was just kind of overwhelming, just something I've been wanting my whole life. And to get it so unexpectedly at the last second was just really a special feeling.
Schneider grew up in Ohio, and she credits her parents for nurturing her love of learning and her lifelong obsession with Jeopardy.
I can't ever remember not watching Jeopardy. It was one of the things that was just on every night, and I would watch with my parents.
After that first win, Schneider won again. And again, and again, and she started on a streak that went on to shatter records, often taking home huge totals.
$50,000 game. $56,000 today. That gives you $61,800, your biggest payday to date.
Schneider admits the game can get pretty tense, but she's got a strategy for that.
To sort of pump myself up before each game as I was standing at the podium, kind of run through the lyrics of Eminem's Lose Yourself, because it was just so fitting to the moment, like he says.
Last Friday, with an astonishing 28th consecutive win, Schneider reached a major milestone.
A 28-day total of $1,019,600. Amy Schneider, you are just the fifth millionaire in Jeopardy history and only the fourth to do it in regular season play.
Wow. In addition to millionaire, Schneider also holds the titles of highest winning female contestant and the first openly trans contestant to qualify for the show's Tournament of Champions.
Over the course of her record-breaking run, Schneider has captured the hearts of trivia nerds and catapulted to fame. And although she's dealt with some misogynistic and transphobic harassment online, she says the response overall has been positive.
It really is like a much smaller percentage than I expected, honestly, of negative, you know, feedback that I've been getting. I thought it would be worse. And like, as anyone should on the internet, I stay out of the comments sections, and that's good for my mental health.
At the end of the day, Schneider doesn't let the bigotry get to her, focusing instead on the positive impact of her visibility.
So someone wrote on Twitter, "Somehow, after 2 to 3 years of conversation, you being on Jeopardy every night has taught my dad to be accepting of trans people. You're the first person he's used correct pronouns with, an 83-year-old man, saying, 'This isn't too hard. Thanks for your message of love.'" And that is just one of the best things I could hear. And that I've been able to do that, give people that experience. And if I'm helping them, that's what I want to do most of all.
Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider. Tonight, viewers find out if she's got what it takes for win number 29.